My problem with the fundamental analysis now is that I don't know who to believe. I don't know who's lying to me. I mean, we've seen this with Enron. We see it on a regular basis now. Every day we're hearing about, oh, the SEC is investigating these people for potential accounting irregularities, is what they call them. It's not irregularities, it's fraud. And the problem is that I don't know who's lying to me anymore. I mean, I don't know, you know, there's so many ways to manipulate the fundamentals of a company. Obviously, the CEO can outright lie. It's not like, well, that could happen, but it never does. No, it happens. Here's another real good example, something real small that people probably don't really pick up on. When we're talking about upcoming earnings, you hear analysts all give their predictions. We think earnings are going to be 22 cents. So all of a sudden, the day comes out of earnings, the earnings are 24 cents. And the stock trades down. And you sit there and say, well, wait a second. They were supposed to have earnings here. They beat their earnings. Why isn't the stock trading up? Then you hear this thing that it's because although they were expected to be 22 cents, the whisper number was 26 cents. And you say to yourself, well, what's this whisper number? To me, what that is illegal. What a whisper number is that an analyst will give what he thinks, and then he will tell other customers something else. That's got to be fraudulent. That's got to be illegal. But we're going to call it a whisper number to make sure that it's not an illegal thing. Well, that's market manipulation right there. I can put out a number which will make people react, put out another number which is more in line so that my best customers know what's really going on and my lesser customers don't really know what's going on. I mean, there are so many ways to tamper with the fundamental numbers. It's a shame.
That's a disturbing picture.